Hey guys, Gavin here with another phrasal verb module. It's time for some spring cleaning. One of the hardest tasks for my wife to carry out is cleaning her closet. Carry out sendo realizar, conduzir. Notem que realizar no inglês não é realize. Realize no inglês é dar-se conta de alguma coisa, perceber. Mas quando você realiza a limpeza geral, you carry out the spring cleaning. And again, one of the hardest tasks for my wife to carry out is cleaning her closet. Every spring, she sorts out her clothes to decide which ones to keep. Sort out é organizar. E notem a pronúncia de clothes, roupa, aqui. Clothes, com som de Z. Clothes. Tem a mesma pronúncia quanto o verbo fechar. To close. A frase mais uma vez. One more time with the sentence. Every spring, she sorts out her clothes to decide which ones to keep. Most of the clothes she keeps, but she gets rid of the rest of the clothes in three ways. Normalmente, americano faz assim, para três. Não é três, nem três. And to get rid of, é se livrar de algo. She gets rid of the rest of the clothes in three ways. Agora, vamos contar os jeitos que ela se livra dos clothes. Let's count the ways that she gets rid of her clothes. In the first way, we will use the phrasal verb pay back. To pay back, pagar volta. É isso mesmo, pagar de volta. One. Some clothes she sells online. She sends the clothes in the mail and the buyer pays her back. Two, by incluir o phrasal verb give away, que é dar, ou mais no sentido de doar, quase. Two, some clothes she gives away to friends or to charity. And now, three, the phrasal verb throw away, que é jogar fora, descartar. Three, she throws away the clothes that are in the worst condition. Então, resumo dessas quatro phrasal verbs, rapidinho, com todas essas frases em ordem. She gets rid of the clothes in three ways. Some clothes she sells online. She sends the clothes in the mail and the buyer pays her back. Some clothes she gives away to friends or to charity. She throws away the clothes that are in the worst condition. When my wife is sorting out her clothes in our bedroom, it looks like a bomb went off. It's very messy. It looks like a bomb went off. But she sorts all the clothes into boxes and she takes the boxes out to the garage. To take out é levar para fora. She sorts the clothes into boxes and takes the boxes out to the garage. Ela leva as caixas para fora, para a garagem. And then she hangs up the clothes that she wants to keep. To hang up é pendurar num cabide, num gancho. She hangs up the clothes that she wants to keep. A propósito, by the way, cabide in English is hanger. Just like someone who runs is a runner. Just like someone who swims is a swimmer, an object that hangs things, objeto que pendura coisas, ajuda com isso, é hanger. This is a hanger. So, she hangs up the clothes she wants to keep. E outro a propósito, by the way, again, hang up. Também pôde-se desligar na época quando telefones eram coisas que penduraram na parede. To hang up é desligar de alguém. A gente ainda usa na época de celulares. Okay, yeah. She hung up on me. But anyway, after all the clothes are gone, she cleans up the dust and the lint on the floor. To clean é limpar e to clean com a preposição up tem mais sentido de organizar ou é menos tipo químicos, assim, clean up é coisas maiores talvez. Ou até tamanho de pó, ou fiapos, né, fiapos de fábrico, lint, a gente fala com esse bolinho de fábrico, fio de algodão, né? Lint. She cleans up the dust and the lint on the floor. Now, her spring cleaning is done. That's a good feeling when you finish the cleaning and have a clean house. So, let's review the phrasal verbs that we just learned. Carry out. One of the hardest tasks for my wife to carry out is cleaning her closet. Sort out. Every spring, she sorts out her clothes to decide which ones to keep. Get rid of. She gets rid of the rest of the clothes in three ways. Pay back. She sends the clothes in the mail and the buyer pays her back. Give away. Some clothes she gives away to friends or to charity. Throw away. She throws away the clothes that are in the worst condition. Take out. She sorts the clothes in the boxes and takes the boxes out to the garage. Hang up. She hangs up the clothes that she wants to keep. Clean up. She cleans up the dust and the lint on the floor. That's it for now. Come back to our next phrasal verb module after you've done a little bit of cleaning too. We could all use some. I'll see you afterwards. Bye for now.